हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम उपशांत जगज्जीव शिष्याचार्येश्वर भ्रमं स्वतः सिद्धमनाद्यंतं परिपूर्णमहं महा। I cannot be anything. I cannot refer to anything other than the abstract formless reality, which cannot be said to be anything other than just the knowledge. So he says, he uses the term not light. Just as light illumines opaque things, so knowledge illumines. It is the knowledge which brings the material world to light. But for knowledge, there cannot be material world at all. Therefore, what is that light which brings this entire material world to light is this light of reality, which is given three different words are used to imply the reality in terms of its different swarupam from the standpoint of the world only. Whether we use the term consciousness, whether we use the term existence, whether we use the term limitlessness, fullness, or happiness, whether we use even Advaitam. What about what Advaitam Brahma? Ekam Brahma, Advayam Brahma, Advitiyam Brahma. Any word you say, every word is used only from the standpoint of the world. When you negate the world of duality and plurality as mithya, you have to say what? Satyam is Ekam Brahma, Advitiyam Brahma, Advaitam Brahma. Advaitam also, even the word Advaitam you cannot use, non-dual reality. Is reality non-dual? No, reality is not dual. But what is non-dual then? Non-dual is reality. From the standpoint of the world of duality, when it is negated as mithya, even the non-duality is what? Just the word. Otherwise, this reality is abstract, formless, and which alone, which is all-pervasive, which is of nature of fullness, here. And that when you say which, it becomes third person. So you just better use aham, isn't it? So he says aham, mahaha. And it's swatah siddham. Some confusion is there, swatah siddham, no? Swatah siddham, paratah siddham. Means what does it mean? Swatah Siddham means I, the awareness or consciousness, am ever self-evident, self-exist, effulgent, self-revealing, self-known, self-known, self-experienced. Understand? Therefore, what? Self-existent. So being revealed by something else is mean being brought to light by something else. Being brought to light by something else means being dependent on something else for our own existence. So the entirety of the Anatma Prapancha is Paratha Siddham. Paratha Siddham means what? The universe shines on the light of the consciousness, light of reality. So it exists, it shines depending upon the light of consciousness. Therefore, it's dependent on the consciousness for its existence. Therefore, it is mithya. Whereas reality is ever of the nature of self-effulgence, self-evident, self-revealing. Therefore, self-known, self-experienced also. Therefore, it is ever of the nature of self-existence. Is it clear now? Oh. That's why to know you are, you don't require any pramanam. But to know anything else other than you is pramanam is required. Understand? Therefore, the self swatah siddham means self-revealed, self-evident, self-revealing, self-experienced, self-known. Understand? Swatah siddham, never self-existent. So this is what I wanted to clarify from what last class. Let us go to the last verse. లక్ష్మీధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. లక్ష్మీధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. ధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. అద్వైతమకరందోయం అద్వైతమకరందోయం విద్వద్భృంగైర్నిపీయతాం భృంగైర్నిపీయతాం. లక్ష్మీధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. ధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. అద్వైతమకరందోయం ద్వైతమకరందోయం విద్వద్భృంగైర్నిపీయతాం భృంగైర్నిపీయతాం. లక్ష్మీధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. ధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత. అద్వైతమకరందోయం అద్వైతమకరందోయం విద్వద్భృంగైర్నిపీయతాం భృంగైర్నిపీయతాం. So here, Lakshmidhara Kavihi, the Acharya himself says, Sukti, Uktihi means saying, Sukti means well, good saying. So Uktihi, Suktihi, like Suktam. Suktam, well said. Anything properly, appropriately, adequately, usefully, purposefully said is suktam. And here, suktihi noun, suktam participle. Suktihi means well said, appropriately revealed, suktihi, sukti. But here, suktihi is a compound word. So, Lakshmidhara kavehe suktihi, I am breaking the sentence, not, there is no suktihi, I am saying suktihi. So, Lakshmidhara kavi's words in the expression of wisdom in the form of the verses consisting of, constituting this text, Advaita Makarandaha. Sharadambhoja Sambhritaha. Sharadambhoja Sambhritaha. Samyak Bhritam. Samyak Bhritam Sambhritam. Bhritam means what? Well tied, sambhritam. Well made. So this textbook of Lakshmidhara Kavi, consisting of his good, no, good verse teaching, forming sambhritam. From what now? These verses are like the lotuses. Ambas means water. Ambhojam means lotus. So each verse is like one lotus. This is like a garland made of lotuses. Advaita Makarandaha is a garland made of lotuses. So which lotus here? Ambhojam is lotus. So, ambhojaihi sambhritaha. Sambhritaha means what? This garland well made of the lotuses. What was it? Which lotus is? Sharat ambhoja. Sharat means what? Sharat kalasya ambhojani, sharat ambhojani. The lotuses of autumn season. Actually, in fact, last month we have must have a lot of lotuses. Everywhere lotuses. The ponds are full of lotuses here. So Sharadambhoja means the lotuses of autumn season. The autumnal lotuses. This, because autumnal means big, wide, bright lotuses. Beautiful lotuses. That's why autumnal. Well, any other month, lotuses we don't have. We do have. But the big lotuses with bright petals, well blown, we can see in the month of autumn. the season. For Sharadam Bhoja, Sarvadam Bhojaihi Sambradaha. So this work of Lakshmidhara Kavi, consisting of his beautiful teaching, wisdom, is a garland made of the lotuses of autumnal, the verses of autumnal lotuses. Each verse is like an autumnal lotus. So this garland of Advaita Makaranda is made of the verses of autumnal lotuses. Understand? So Advaita Makarandaha Ayam Samvritaha. This garland of Advaita Makaranda has been properly tied together with lotuses, autumnal lotuses of beautiful verses of his good teaching. And if it is a garland of lotuses, and those lotuses must be what? Definitely, the lotuses have makaranda. We can simply see the beauty of the lotuses, but to be able to enjoy the honey in the lotuses, you must be a honeybee. Only honeybee is capable of going and sitting on the lotus and drinking the, isn't it? Taking the honey there. Isn't it? Only lotus, honeybees are capable of going and taking the honey from the flowers. We only go and kill the beehives, and we only go and take the honey from beehives, isn't it? But only honeybees are capable of extracting the honey from the lotuses. So here, and who are like the bees who can really extract the nectar of Advaitam from this beautiful garland of lotuses, autumnal lotuses of verses, having the beautiful teaching of Lakshmidhara Kavi, he says, Bringaha. Bringaha is a honeybee, and Bringaha actually are the qualified people who can go and drink the Advaita Makaranda, nectar of Advaitam, unless people are adequately prepared with Sadhana Chatushtya Sampatti. One must have Vivekaha, Vairagyam, Shamal Shakya Sampatti, and Mukshutvam also. So one must have Purusharthanascheha, one must be committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, must know the value of Jnanam, and knowing the value of Jnanam, one must have also worked very hard to prepare one's mind for the Satyamata Jnanam, which means one must have practiced all sixfold disciplines, Shamaha, Tamaha, Upamaha, Tiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam. One must be at least making efforts to follow these disciplines. And to be able to follow the discipline strictly, one must have what? Vairagyam. If no Vairagyam means you cannot follow strictly the disciplines. And to have Vairagyam, one must have definitely Vivekaha. So only a person of sharp intellect who has Viveka Vairagyam, who has Samadhi Shakya Sampatti, wealth of the sixfold disciplines, of course who has Jiva Mokshatva, one who is definitely committed to the pursuit of moksha, have moksha as his ultimate goal, such a qualified, mature individual is like the bee here. Understand? So here, Vidvad Bringaihi. So Vidvat literally means wise, but here Vidvat Bringaha means mature, intelligent people who are qualified with, who are eligible to and understand and drink, enjoy this teaching here. So Vidvat Bringaihi, by the bees, by the mature people who are like the bees, and who are endowed with fourfold qualifications, by them, I am Advaita Makarandaha Vipiyata. See, Pibattu, Nipibattu. Okay, Pibattu, let drink. Nipibattu, at one drink again and again. Don't stop with one cup of coffee, drink again and again, like that. Nipibattu. Okay, Nipibattu. or the passive voice, imperative passive, let it be drunk. Okay, again and again and again, repeatedly, let the nectar of non-duality, okay, the teaching consisting in this work of garland of autumnal lotuses of verses of Vaishvedara Kavihi, be drunk by the bees of mature people who are qualified with the fourfold, who are ended with fourfold qualifications. Understand? Only by them they can be drunk. It can, nectar can be drunk. Again and again, repeatedly, let this nectar be drunk by Vidvat Bringaha. Vidvat Bringaha means, here doesn't mean the wise person. Wise person does not need to drink. He must have drunk already, doesn't it? But here can say, at the person who even has gone through the Shravanamanam also, let it be repeatedly dwelt upon. Drinking means what? Repeatedly dwelling upon the teaching is repeatedly drinking. So let this nectar of non-duality be drunk again and again and again and again by bees of mature people who are endowed with fourfold qualifications in terms of Viveka Vairagyam, Samadhatka Sampratti, Purushottam. Is it clear? That's all the teaching. So Lakshmi Dharakavihi Sukti Sharadam Bhoja Sambrataha Advaita Makarandaha Ayam Advaita Makarandaha Vidvat Bringaihi Nipiyata. It's a clean sentence. Passive voice sentence. Imperative. Okay. Let this nectar of non-duality be drunk repeatedly, again and again, okay, by the bees of mature individuals who are eligible with all qualifications. So, Kirtrushaha Advaita Makarandaha, Kirtrushaha Advaita Makarandaha, Vidvat Bringaihi Nipiyatam, let it be drunk. That's the meaning, okay? So let it be drunk by whom? Advaita Bringaihi. Mm-hmm. And Kirdrusha, no, Kirdrushaha Ayam Advaita Makarandaha. He says, Sharadam Bhoja Sambhrataha. Advaita Makarandaha, which is the garland of Advaita Makarandaha, nectar of non-duality, constituted of, well made of, well tied, Samyak Bhritam. Listen, Samyak Bhritam, you know, well held. Sambhratam, well made of lotuses, autumnal lotuses of words or verses consisting of words of Lakshmidhara Kavihi. Autumnal lotuses of verses consisting of the good teaching of Lakshmi Dharakavihi. Understand? So, Sukti Sharadambhoja Sambhrataha Advaita Makarandaha Ayam Advaita Makarandaha Kidushaha Advaita Makarandaha Sharadambhoja Sambhrataha. Again, Kirdrushaha Saradamboja Sambhrataha Lakshmidhara Kavihe Sukti Saradamboja Sambhrataha. So Lakshmidhara Kavis, okay, the verses consisting of the wisdom of Lakshmidhara Kavihi, which are like the lotuses. Duality, and this work of non-duality has been well kept together in terms of Advaita Makarandaha, and let it be drunk. Okay, the nectar of non-duality obtaining in these lotuses, this work of Advaita Makarandaha, be drunk repeatedly again and again by the bees of mature individuals who are eligible to understand Nasimha the teaching. with their fourfold qualifications. Is it clear? That's all the teaching. It is over.
लक्ष्मीधरकवे सूक्तिशरदं भोजसंभृतं अद्वैतमकरन्दोयं विद्वद्भृङ्गैः भृङ्गैर्निपीयताम्.
Without the prefix ni says what? It is not something to be taken only once. Any medication, a course of medication, said 1 week, 10 days, you must continue to take medication for the medicine to be effective. So here, as long as possible, it must be repeatedly dwelt upon so that this shastra, the medicine of shastra, also give what effective, that it will really result in the ascertainment, assimilation of the teaching. That's the idea. It's not just once. Oh, once I heard, understood? No. Now, it must be repeatedly dwelt upon. When the book is completed, Lakshmidhar Kavi does not want us to go and put the book somewhere. What he says, take this book, read these verses again and again, repeatedly dwell upon the teachings given in this each and every verse here. Okay? That's the idea. Whether we have Padana Chaturthya Sampatti or not, does not matter. Keep on reading it, continuously dwell upon it, and Sadhana Chaturthya Sampatti also will be there. You will become qualified also simultaneously, and you will also be benefiting from, isn't it, this teaching. That is the idea. Immediately Ushna think, okay, I do not have fourfold qualifications. I'm not yet qualified. It is not meant for me. Let me keep it away. That we should not do that. Okay. We must make efforts to become qualified, and you should see that we remain continuously with this contents of this book. What else do we need apart from what is being said here? Why he says this? Because it's Upanishads. Sarvasam Upanishadam Sarabhutam. This book consists of the essence of all the teachings of all the Upanishads. See, by understanding all the prakriyas, different prakriyas and different examples, isn't it? And all the teachings, different words, different gurus, repeatedly, finally, the essence of the teaching is what? Advaita Makarandaha. That's why it's nectar of non-duality. Isn't it? And what you're supposed to, you have to, it's only for contemplation. It is not for, it's only for contemplation, for repeatedly dwelling upon the subtle facts which you have already or one must have understood from any Upanishad. A serious student can understand everything from one Upanishad also. Once you understood the teaching, and the same teaching is given in all the Upanishads, and the essence is given here, this is for only for Nididhyasana. This is for Nididhyasana. Understand? So, let me tell you quickly here. Let us read once all the verses again.
Kataksha kirana chanta naman mohabdhaye namaha. Kataksha kirana chanta naman mohabdhaye namaha. Anantananda krishnaya jagan mangalamurtaye. Ananda krishnaya jagan mangalamurtaye.
So let us understand. So Lakshmidhara Kavihi, in this first verse, offers his salutations to his guru. By way of offering meditations to guru, he also invokes the grace of Bhagavan and presents this verse as a mangalacharana shlokaha, as a benedictory verse. To invoke Bhagavan's grace, in order to ward off all the obstacles in completing the text, and also for this text to be useful and beneficial for many readers. made need us to benefit from this book. Okay, this is verse number one. Verse number two. Okay, now.
Ahamasmi sadabhami kadachinnahamapriyaha. Ahamasmi sadabhami kadachinnahamapriyaha. Brahmaivahamatasiddham. Brahmaivahamatasiddham. Sachidananda lakshanam. Sachidananda lakshanam. Ahamasmi sadabhami, ahamasmi sadabhami, kadachinnahamapriyaha, kadachinnahamapriyaha, brahmaivahamatasiddham, brahmaivahamatasiddham, sachidanandalakshanam, sachidanandalakshanam, mayyevodeti chidvyomni, chidvomni, మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వోమ్ని మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వ్యోమ్ని మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వ్యోమ్ని జగద్గంధర్వపత్తనం జగద్గంధర్వపత్తనం అతోహం న కథం బ్రహ్మ అతోహం న కథం బ్రహ్మ సర్వజ్ఞం సర్వకారణం సర్వజ్ఞం సర్వకారణం మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వ్యోమ్ని మయ్యేవోదేతి చిద్వ్యోమ్ని జగద్గంధర్వపత్తనం జగద్గంధర్వపత్తనం అతోహం న కథం బ్రహ్మ అతోహం న కథం బ్రహ్మ సర్వజ్ఞం సర్వకారణం నిరంశత్వాన్న చాన్యతః శత్వాన్న చాన్యతః న చాశ్రయ వినాశాన్మే శ్రయ వినాశాన్మే వినాశస్యాదనాశ్రయాత్ న స్వతః ప్రత్యభిజ్ఞానాత్ నిరంశత్వాన్న చాన్యతః నిరంశత్వాన్న చాన్యతః న చాశ్రయ వినాశాన్మే శ్రయ వినాశాన్మే వినాశస్యాదనాశ్రయాత్ వినాశస్యాదనాశ్రయాత్ న చాశ్రయ వినాశాన్మే నచాశ్రయ వినాశాన్మే వినాశస్యాదనాశ్రయాత్ వినాశస్యాదనాశ్రయాత్ న శోష ప్లోష విక్లేదచ్చేత్ న శోష ప్లోష విక్లేదచ్చేదాశ్చిన్నభసో మమ ప్లోష విక్లేదచ్చేదాశ్చిన్నభసో మమ న శోష ప్లోష విక్లేదచ్చేదాశ్చిన్నభసో మమ శోష ప్లోష విక్లేదచ్చేదాశ్చిన్నభసో మమ సత్యైరప్యనిలాగ్న్యంభ శస్త్రై కిముత కల్పితై 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 ప్యనిలాగ్న్యంభ శస్త్రై కిముత కల్పితై న శోష ప్లోష విక్లేదచ్చేదాశ్చిన్నభసో మమ అభారూపస్య విశ్వస్య భానం భాసన్నిధేర్వినా భారూపస్య విశ్వస్య భానం భాసన్నిధేర్వినా కదాచిన్నవకల్పేత కదాచిన్నవకల్పేత వాచాహంతేన సర్వగః వాచాహంతేన సర్వగః అభారూపస్య విశ్వస్య అభారూపస్య విశ్వస్య భానం భాసన్నిధేర్వినా భాసన్నిధేర్వినా కదాచిన్నవకల్పేత చిన్నవకల్పేత వాచాహంతేన సర్వగః. నహి బాణాదృతే సత్వం నహి బాణాదృతే సత్వం ఋతే బాణం చితోచితః ఋతే బాణం చితోచితః. నహి బాణాదృతే సత్వం నహి బాణాదృతే సత్వం నర్తే బాణం చితోచితః నర్తే బాణం చితోచితః. నహి బాణాదృతే సత్వం నహి బాణాదృతే సత్వం నర్తే బాణం చితోచితః నర్తే బాణం చితోచితః. చిత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ ఋతే తేనాహమద్వయః తేనాహమద్వయః. చిత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ ఋతే తేనాహమద్వయః తేనాహమద్వయః. చిత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ సంబంధోపి నాధ్యాసాత్ ఋతే తేనాహమద్వయః తేనాహమద్వయః. Now, from second verse onwards until this seventh verse. So, first verse Prasanna Sri, benediction. And second verse onwards until this seventh verse. These verses, six verses, Lakshmidhara Kavihi presents the Jeevatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikyam. Presents the how there is essentially the microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being are one and the same. Okay, next verse. So, Jeevatma Paramatma Swarupa Aikya Jnanam forms the subject matter of content of six verses from the second to the seventh. Okay, now. న దేహో నేంద్రియన్నాహం నేంద్రియం చాహం న దేహో నేంద్రియం చాహం న దేహో నేంద్రియం చాహం న ప్రాణో న మనో నధీ న మనో నధీ మమత పరిరబ్ధత్వాత్ ఆక్రీడత్వాదిదంధియ మమత పరిరబ్ధత్వాదిదంధియ సాక్షీ సర్వాన్వితః ప్రేయాన్ వితః ప్రేయాన్ అహం నాహం కదాచన అహం కదాచన సాక్షీ సర్వాన్వితః ప్రేయాన్ సర్వాన్వితః ప్రేయాన్
అహం నాహం కదాచన కదాచన పరిణామ పరిచే పరిణామ పరిణామ పరిచ్ఛేద పరితాపైరుపప్లవాత్ పరిచ్ఛేద పరితాపైరుపప్లవాన్ పరిణామ పరిచ్ఛేద పరితాపైరుపప్లవాత్ పరిచ్ఛేద పరితాపైరుపప్లవాత్ సాక్షి సర్వాన్విత ప్రేయాన్ క్షీ సర్వాన్విత ప్రేయాన్ అహం అహం నాహం కదాచన నాహం కదాచన పరిణామ పరిచ్ఛేద పరితాపైరుపప్లవాత్ పరిచ్ఛేద పరి సుప్తేహమిన దృశ్యంతే సుప్తేహమిన దృశ్యంతే దుఃఖ దోష ప్రవృత్తయః దోష ప్రవృత్తయః అతస్తస్యైవ సంసారః అతస్తస్యైవ సంసారః నమే సంసర్తృ సాక్షిణః సుప్తేహమిన దృశ్యంతే సుప్తేహమిన దృశ్యంతే దుఃఖ దోష ప్రవృత్తయః దుఃఖ దోష ప్రవృత్తయః అతస్తస్యైవ సంసారః అతస్తస్యైవ సంసారః నమే సంసత్రు సాక్షిణః నమే సంసత్రు సాక్షిణః సుప్తసుప్తిం న జానాతి సుప్తసుప్తిం న జానాతి నా సుప్తే స్వప్న జాగరో సుప్తే స్వప్న జాగరో జాగ్రత్ స్వప్న సుషుప్తీనాం స్వప్న సుషుప్తీనాం సాక్ష్యతోహమతదృశః సాక్ష్యతోహమతదృశః సుప్తసుప్తిం న జానాతి సుప్తిం న జానాతి నా సుప్తే స్వప్న జాగరో సుప్తే స్వప్న జాగరో జాగ్రత్ స్వప్న సుషుప్తీనాం స్వప్న సుషుప్తీనాం సాక్ష్యతోహమతదృశః సాక్ష్యతోహమతదృశః విజ్ఞాన విరతిః సుప్తిః విజ్ఞాన విరతిః సుప్తిః తజ్జన్మ స్వప్న జాగరో తజ్జన్మ స్వప్న జాగరో తత్ సాక్షిణః కథం మే స్యుః సాక్షిణః కథం మే స్యుః నిత్య జ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః జ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః విజ్ఞాన విరతిః సుప్తిః విజ్ఞాన విరతిః సుప్తిః తజ్జన్మ స్వప్న జాగరో తజ్జన్మ స్వప్న జాగరో తత్ సాక్షిణః కథం మే స్యుర్ కథం మే స్యుర్ వాంట్ టు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ తత్ సాక్షిణః కథం మే స్యుః సాక్షిణః కథం మే స్యుః నిత్య జ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః జ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః విజ్ఞాన విరతిః సుప్తిః విజ్ఞాన విరతిః సుప్తిః తజ్జన్మ స్వప్న జాగరో తజ్జన్మ స్వప్న జాగరో తత్ సాక్షిణః కథం తే కథం మే స్యుః కథం మే స్యుః నిత్య జ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః జ్ఞానస్య తే త్రయః షడ్వికారవతాం వేత్తాం షడ్వికారవతాం వేత్తాం నిర్వికారోహమన్యథాం నిర్వికారోహమన్యథాం తద్వికారానుసంధానం సర్వథానావకల్పతే షడ్వికారవతాం వేత్తాం నిర్వికారోగమన్యథాం తద్వికారానుసంధానం వికారానుసంధానం సర్వధానావకల్పతే షడ్వికారవతాం వేదవతాం వేద నిర్వికారోగమన్యథాం సర్వధానావకల్పతే తేన తేన హి రూపేణ నహి రూపేణ జాయతే లీయతే మోహః లీయతే మోహః తేన తేన హి రూపేణ తేన హి రూపేణ జాయతే లీయతే మోహః వికార వస్తునస్తేషాం వస్తునస్తేషాం అనుసంధాతృతాకుతః వికారవస్తునస్తేషాం అనుసంధాతృతాకుతః తేన తేన హి రూపేణ జాయతే లీయతే మోహః లీయతే మోహః వికారవస్తునస్తేషాం అనుసంధాతృతాకుతః తేన తేన హి రూపేణ నహి రూపేణ జాయతే లీయతే మోహః లీయతే మోహః వికారవస్తునస్తేషాం అనుసంధాతృతాకుతః ద్రష్టుమర్హతి కశ్చన తౌ హి ప్రాగుత్తరాభావచరమ ప్రథమక్షణో నచ స్వజన్మనాశంవా ద్రష్టుమర్హతి కశ్చన తౌ హి ప్రాగుత్తరాభావచరమ ప్రథమక్షణో నచ స్వజన్మనాశంవా ద్రష్టుమర్హతి కశ్చన తౌ హి ప్రాగుత్తరాభావచరమ ప్రథమక్షణో
Fifteenth verse is the verse which provides the technical definition of birth and death. Remember that? What is birth?
Last
moment of the Pragabhava or Purva Bhava. Okay. నచ స్వజన్మనాశంవా ద్రష్టుమర్హతి కశ్చన తౌ హి ప్రాగుత్తరాభావచరమ ప్రథమక్షణో న ప్రకాశేహమిత్యుక్తిర్ न प्रकाशेहमित्युक्तिः न प्रकाशेहमित्युक्तिः यत्प्रकाशनिबन्धनाम् यत्प्रकाशनिबन्धनाम् स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम् स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम् अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत् प्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत् न प्रकाशेहमित्युक्तिः प्रकाशमित्युक्तिः यत्प्रकाशनिबन्धनाम् प्रकाशनिबन्धनाम् स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम् प्रकाशं तमात्मानम् अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत् अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत् न प्रकाशेहमित्युक्तिः प्रकाशेहमित्युक्तिः यत्प्रकाशनिबन्धनाम् प्रकाशनिबन्धनाम् स्वप्रकाशं तमात्मानम् प्रकाशं तमात्मानम् अप्रकाशः कथं स्पृशेत् तथाप्याभाति कोऽप्येषः तथाप्याभाति कोऽप्येषः विचाराभावजीवनः भावजीवनः तथाप्याभाति कोऽप्येषः भाति कोऽप्येषः विचाराभावजीवनः विचाराभावजीवनः अवश्यायश्चिदाकाशे अवश्यायश्चिदाकाशे विचारार्कोदयावधि विचारार्कोदयावधि तथाप्याभाति कोऽप्येषः तथाप्याभाति कोऽप्येषः विचाराभावजीवनः विचाराभावजीवनः अवश्यायश्चिदाकाशे अवश्यायश्चिदाकाशे विचारार्कोदयावधि विचारार्कोदयावधि विचार अर्क उदय अवधि ओके नाउ अंटिल द 17th वर्स ओके सो वी आई सेड सेकंड वर्स ऑनवर्ड्स अंटिल द 7th वर्स स्वरूप ऐक्यम स्वरूप ऐक्यम essential oneness of the individual and the total is discussed in those verses, 6 verses, then outwards. 8 verse onwards, so until the 17th verse, if there must be essential what the oneness of the reality is essentially one, to establish how reality is essentially one, we need to know certain reasons, isn't it? The reasons for establishing, the reasons for establishing the essential oneness of the individual and the total are discussed in these verses, 8 verse onwards until the 17th verse. 8th to the 17th verse, the reasons for establishing the essential oneness of the individual and the total. On what basis can we say that Jivatman, Paramatma are essentially one? First we say Jivatman, Paramatma are essentially one. To say the Jivatman, Paramatma are essentially one, then isn't it? So certain reasons are given. It is discussed in these verses. Because if these the reasons are not understood, it is not possible to understand how they are essentially one. Especially in these reasons, given in order to establish the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, the reason given are that one is helped to see that how one's own self is distinct from one's own body, mind, sense complex. In these verses, Pancha Koshas are analyzed. Initially, four koshas are analyzed. Now, I'm not an analyzer actually. The four koshas are negated. Analyze means what? Four koshas are negated. Pranamaya kosha, the physical body. Then pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya koshas, constituting social frame also is negated as anatma. Then finally, even ajnanam, the anandamaya kosha also is negated. Isn't it? Thereby, once these all three bodies constituting five koshas are understood to be anatma, objects of knowledge, what cannot be negated as an object alone remains. That which remains as non-negatively, abhaditam, is what? The abstract formless, and that is how one can understand the essential, one's own essential nature. From the standpoint of understanding the essential nature of one's own self, one can understand what? Essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma also. This is discussed in these verses from the 8th to the 17th. It's okay? Okay. That's the 18th verse. It means Dehe Manasi Buddhau. See, Dehe Praneshu Manasi Buddhau Indriyeshu. Okay. Ajnane Api Ahamiti Buddhi Asti. There is strong I sense identified with, associated with what? The physical body, subtle aspects, and also the ignorance, isn't it? So here, in these verses, we are helped to shift the identity from these object, physical aspects of, anatma aspects of the individual, to the abstract, formless aspect of the individual. Is it clear? This is how we understand how Jivatma and Paramatma are essentially one. To understand that, we need to know this. Without having done any Dhritishyaveka Prakriya, without using the Prakriyas, without using even the Avastantraya Prakriya, without analyzing it, you can simply say Jivatma is Paramatma. How can you say Jivatma is Paramatma? Jivatma is Paramatma, explain first. How Jivatma is Paramatma? Who is Jiva essentially? One has to arrive at who Jiva is essentially. Once you arrive at who Jiva is essentially, negating all the three bodies or five koshas, finally, you have to arrive at what? The abstract formless reality only. Okay. Then in the standpoint of reality alone, then you can understand it is this reality which is the Ishvara Swarupam in terms of existence. Understand? No, 18 doors. Atma jnana maha nidra jrumbhite smi jagannaye. Atma jnanam is mahanidra. Remember what is samanidra, mahanidra? Not knowing one's own existence is Samanidra. Not knowing what I am is what? Mahanidra. What is sleep and what is sleep of ignorance, isn't it? Atma jnana mahanidra jrumbhite smin jagannaye. Jnana mahanidra jrumbhite smin jagannaye. Dirghasvapne spurantyete Swarga Mokshadi Vibhrama Atma Jnanama Nidra Jrambhite Svinjaganmaye Jnanama Nidra Jrambhite Svinjaganmaye Dirghasvapne spurantyete Swarga Mokshadi Vibhrama Atma Jnana Maha Nidra
ನಿದ್ರಾಜೃಂಭಿತೆ ಸಂಜಗನ್ಮಯೇ ಮಾಜ್ಞಾನ ಮಾಂ ನಿದ್ರಾಜೃಂಭಿತೆ ಸಂಜಗನ್ಮಯೇ ದೀರ್ಘಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ಸ್ಫುರಂತ್ಯೇತೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಮೋಕ್ಷಾದಿ ವಿಭ್ರಮಾಃ. ಜಗನ್ಮಯೇ ದೀರ್ಘಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ಸ್ಫುರಂತ್ಯೇತೆ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಮೋಕ್ಷಾದಿ ವಿಭ್ರಮಾಃ. ಜಡ ವಿಭಾಗೋಯಂ ಅಜಡೇ ಮಯಿ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಃ ಜಡಾಜಡ ವಿಭಾಗೋಯಂ ಅಜಡೇ ಮಯಿ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಃ ಭಿತ್ತಿಭಾಗೇ ಸಮೇ ಚಿತ್ರೇ ಚರಾಚರ ವಿಭಾಗವತ್ ವಿಭಾಗವತ್ ಜಡಾಜಡ ವಿಭಾಗೋಯಮ ಜಡೇ ಮಯಿ ಕಲ್ಪಿತಃ ಭಿತ್ತಿಭಾಗೇ ಸಮೇ ಚಿತ್ರೇ ಚರಾಚರ ವಿಭಾಗವತ್ ಚಿತ್ರೇ ಚರಾಚರ ವಿಭಾಗವತ್. ಸೊ you understood from 8th verse onwards until this 17th verse, those verses negating the anatma aspects of the individual in terms of all four layers of personality including the ignorance. So author establishes the swarupa of the jiva being pure consciousness existence. That is how initially the first verses, the second to the seventh verse, he discusses the essential oneness of the Jivatma Paramatma. How Jivatma Swarupam is, what is Jivatma Swarupam, that he discusses in these verses, the 8th to the 17th. Understand? Now, 18th and 19th. So, 18th and 19th, in these two verses, now, already what has been established, how Jivatma Jivatma Paramatma are essentially one established, isn't it? Now, in these two words specifically, he discusses how this objective universe is as though mithya. It means he discusses the mithyatvam of the jagat. In these two verses, 18 and 19, Lakshmidhar Kavihi discusses the universe as something having the status of being non-real, mithya. Is that? Jagat mithyantam is discussed in these two verses. Okay. Now, verse 20 onwards.
Chetyoparagarupami
sakshitapinatatviki. ಚೇತ್ಯೋಪರಾಗರೂಪಾಮಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಾಪಿ ನ ತಾತ್ವಿಕಿ
ಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಾಪಿ ನ
ತಾತ್ವಿಕಿ ಉಪಲಕ್ಷಣಮೇವೇಯಂ ಚೇತ್ಯೋಪರಾಗರೂಪಾಮಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿತಾಪಿ ನ ತಾತ್ವಿಕಿ ಉಪಲಕ್ಷಣಮೇವೇಯಂ ನಿಸ್ತರಂಗಚಿದಂ ಬುಧೇ ಅಮೃತಾಬ್ಧೇರ್ನ ಮೇ ಜೀರ್ಣಿಹಿ ಮೃಷಾ ಡಿಂಡೀರ ಜನ್ಮಭಿ పిండీరజన్మభి అమృతాబ్ధేర్నమి జీర్ణి మృషాండీరజన్మభిండీరజన్మభి స్ఫటికాద్రేర్నమే రాగ స్వప్న సంధ్యాభ్ర విభ్రమే అమృతాబ్ధేర్నమే జీర్ణి అమృతాబ్ధేర్నమే జీర్ణి మృషాండీరజన్మభి స్ఫటికాద్రేర్నమే రాగ స్ఫటికాద్రేర్నమే రాగ స్వప్న సంధ్యాభ్ర విభ్రమై సంధ్యాభ్ర విభ్రమై స్వరూపమేవ మే సత్వం స్వరూపమేవ మే సత్వం నతు ధర్మో న భస్త్వవత్ స్వరూపమేవ మే సత్వం స్వరూపమేవ మే సత్వం నతు ధర్మో న భస్త్వవత్ ధర్మో న భస్త్వవత్ మదన్యస్య సతో భావాత్ సతో భావాత్ నహి సజ్జాతిరిష్యతే సజ్జాతిరిష్యతే స్వరూపమేవతే సత్వం స్వరూపమేవతే స్వరూపమేవ మే సత్వం ఏవమే సత్వం నతు ధర్మో న భస్త్వవత్ మదన్యస్య సతో భావాత్ మదన్యస్య సతో భావాత్ సతో భావాత్ నహి సజ్జాతిరిష్యతే సజ్జాతిరిష్యతే స్వరూపమేవ మే జ్ఞానం ఏవమే జ్ఞానం నగుణస్సగుణో యది నగుణస్సగుణో యది స్వరూపమేవ మే జ్ఞానం ఏవ మే జ్ఞానం నగుణస్సగుణో యది నగుణస్సగుణో యది అనాత్మత్వమసత్వం వా అనాత్మత్వమసత్వం వా జ్ఞేయత్వయోః పతేత్ జ్ఞేయత్వయోః పతేత్ స్వరూపమేవ మే జ్ఞానం ఏవ మే జ్ఞానం నగుణస్సగుణో యది నగుణస్సగుణో యది అనాత్మత్వమసత్వం వా జ్ఞేయజ్ఞేయద్వయోః పతేత్ జ్ఞేయద్వయోః పతేత్ అహమేవ సుఖం నాన్యత్ సుఖం నాన్యత్ అన్యచ్చేనైవ తత్సుఖం అన్యచ్చేనైవ తత్సుఖం అహమేవ సుఖం నాన్యత్ సుఖం నాన్యత్ అన్యచ్చేనైవ తత్సుఖం అన్యచ్చేనైవ తత్సుఖం అమదర్థం నహి ప్రేయః అమదర్థం నహి ప్రేయః అమదర్థం నహి ప్రేయః అమదర్థం నహి ప్రేయః మదర్థం న స్వతః ప్రియం మదర్థం న స్వతః ప్రియం అమదర్థం నహి ప్రేయః అమదర్థం నహి ప్రేయః మదర్థం న స్వతః ప్రియం మదర్థం న స్వతః ప్రియం పరోక్షతా పరిచ్ఛేద శాబల్యాపోహ నిర్మలం ఓకే నహి నానా స్వరూపం స్యాత్ నహి నానా స్వరూపం స్యాత్ ఏకం వస్తు కదాచన Nahi nana swarupam syat. Swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana.
Ekam vastu kadachana.
Tasmad akhanda evasmi. Vasmi vijahajagatim bhidam. Jagatim bhidam. Tasmad akhanda evasmi. Tasmad akhanda evasmi. Vijahajagatim bhidam. Jagatim bhidam. Nahi nana swarupam syat. Ekam vastu kadachana.
Ekam vastu kadachana.
Tasmad akhanda evasmi. Khanda evasmi. Vijahajagatim bhidam. Jagatim bhidam. Parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. Parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. Parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. Paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. Tadasiti gira lakshamahamekarasam maha. Tadasiti gira lakshamahamekarasam maha. Parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam.
Parokshata
paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. Tadasiti gira lakshamahamekarasam maha.
Tadasiti gira lakshamahamekarasam maha.
Tadasiti gira laksham.
Tadasiti gira laksham.
Ahamekarasam maha.
Ahamekarasam maha.
Parokshata paricheda shabalya poha nirmalam. Tadasiti gira lakshyam. Ahamekarasam maha. ಉಪಶಾಂತ ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಉಪಶಾಂತ ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಉಪಶಾಂತ ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಸ್ವತಃ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಮನಾದ್ಯಂತಂ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಮಹಂ ಮಹಾ.
ಸಿದ್ಧ
ಮನಾದ್ಯಂತಂ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಮಹಂ ಮಹಾ. ಉಪಶಾಂತ ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ.
ಉಪಶಾಂತ
ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಸ್ವತಃ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಮನಾದ್ಯಂತಂ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಮಹಂ ಮಹಾ. ಉಪಶಾಂತ ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಜಗಜ್ಜೀವ ಶಿಷ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯೇಶ್ವರ ಭ್ರಮ. ಸ್ವತಃ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಮನಾದ್ಯಂತಂ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಮಹಂ ಮಹಾ. ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಅಹಂ ಮಹಃ. ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಧರ ಕವೇ ಸೂಕ್ತಿ ಶರದಂ ಭೋಜ ಸಂಭೃತ.
ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಧರ
ಕವೇ ಸೂಕ್ತಿ ಶರದಂ ಭೋಜ ಸಂಭೃತ. ಅದ್ವೈತ ಮಕರಂದೋಯಂ.
ಅದ್ವೈತ
ಮಕರಂದೋಯಂ. ವಿದ್ವತ್ ಭೃಂಗೈರ್ನಿಪೀಯತಾ. లక్ష్మీధర కవే సూక్తి శరదం భోజ సంభృత అద్వైతమకరందోయం విద్వద్భృంగైర్నిపీయత నౌ సో 18th అండ్ 19th ఎస్సే దీస్ టూ వర్సెస్ హీ జస్ట్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ హీ షోస్ హౌ జగత్ ఈస్ మిథ్యా మీన్ మిథ్యాత్వం జగత్ బీయింగ్ నాట్ రియల్ జగత్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఈస్ క్లారిఫైడ్ ఇన్ దోస్ టూ వర్సెస్ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ 20th వర్స్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ అంటిల్ దిస్ అంటే 27th వర్స్ 27th వర్స్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ ఫలశ్రుతి లైక్ హీ డిస్కసెస్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ హౌ ఇట్ హెల్ప్ వన్ హ్యావ్ ఆబ్జెక్టివిటీ సీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ రిజాల్వింగ్ ఆల్ ద డిఫరెన్సెస్ ఇన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ So from the 20th verse onwards until the 27th verse, he only briefly discusses the same teaching given earlier in 6 verses, so second verse on the 7th verse. Okay. Therefore, how we have to understand here? Up to the last verse, Lakshmi Dharakavi's verse. So one must definitely repeatedly dwell upon what is the actual teaching of the 28th verse. One must not take it for granted. One must read, listen to the unfoldment, understand, and one must be very clear in what is being said here. Thereby, one must repeatedly dwell upon what has been understood so that it becomes assimilated. And it is possible only to assimilate the teaching for a person who can dwell upon it. In order to be able to dwell upon the teaching, one must be definitely qualified, eligible. One must have certain degree of dispassion, discipline. One must have vivek vairagyam also. So only the qualified person can understand and retain and assimilate it, develop upon it. That's what he says in the last verse. But here, when initially, as soon as the book is opened, what is it? There is a statement of fact present there. What is a fact revealed? When the fact is revealed, introducing the fact and presenting the fact as a fact is called what? Remember that I taught in Bhagavad Gita class? Pratigna samarpanam, apatigna vakyam means initially presenting the fact revealed by the Shastra. Presenting this simply the fact revealed by the Shastra. What the fact Shastra reveals? Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Asmi. This is a fact. Absolutely, I am the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma. If I resolve the identity with the Brahma, the standpoint of Brahma, definitely, then there is no possibility of being affected by anything. Aham Brahma Asmi. The understanding is there, it implies what? There's nothing other than this Brahma. There's nothing other than the self. All it is, there's only the self. So this vision of only secondless non-dual reality as Aham Brahma Asmi is what? The fact. Whether we understand or do not understand, this is the fact. And presenting the Shastra teaching, the fact presented by the Shastram initially is called what? Pratigna samarpanam or pratigna vakyam. A statement of fact revealed by the Shastram. Aham Brahma Asmi is the fact. He discusses, he beautifully says, why, how Aham Brahma Asmi? Then afterwards, we have to give the reason. Why, how Aham Brahma Asmi?
How can I say simply, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, you are the truth. You are the truth. There's no second thing other than you. The Shastram says, and you have to say what? Yes, Aham Brahmasmi. How can I say Aham Brahmasmi? How can a teacher say Tattvamasi? On what basis that you are stating the fact that you are the truth? Absolutely, the fact is what? You are the truth. So what should the understanding on the part of the student? Aham Brahmasmi. Yes, absolutely, I am the truth. It means I am not this body, mind, and complex. I am the truth. And from the standpoint of the truth, there's no individual, there's no Jagat, there's no Ishvara. This one must understand. For that reason is given, isn't it? What reason is given is called Hetu. Hetu Vakyam or Hetu Samarpanam. Presentation of the reason for stating the fact how Aham Brahma Asmi. This Hetu. Understand? So the second part, we can say, from the 8th verse onwards until the 17th verse, we have what? Hetu. Reason is given. After that again, now negating Jagat also is Mithya in 18 and 19 verses. Finally, so Jagat, just Jagat Mithyatam is discussed only in 2 verses, 18 and 19. Jagat is Mithya, Jiva is Ishvara, Jiva is also Brahma, Ishvara is also Brahma. When you establish the essentialness of Jivatma and Paramatma, the reasons are given. What do you understand? There's no Jiva, there's no Ishvara, there's only Brahma. And what about Jagat? Jagat is also Brahma. Understand? This is how the non-duality of the reality is established. This is the reason, isn't it? First pratignya, then hetu. Simply presenting the fact as a fact. Presenting the teaching of the Shastra. This is pratignya samarpanam. Then a reason should be given why Shastram says. Okay? How Shastram says. Then the reason is given as hetu samarpanam. After explaining the proper, giving the proper reasons, again the teacher has to repeat the same statement of fact as a conclusion. No, do you know why not? This is the reason I say that Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay? The conclusion is called what? Nigamana Samarpanam. So Pratignya Samarpanam or Pratignya Vakyam or Hetu Samarpanam, then again Nigamana Samarpanam. What is Nigamana Samarpanam again? So 20th verse onwards, 27th verse, it is like a, you can take it as what? Nigamana Samarpanam. Nigamanam. I mean, conclusion, isn't it? The firm conclusion of the teaching that, okay, this is the reason I've been given. So again, it is repeated. So initially presenting the fact as a fact is what? Without explaining, simply presenting the fact in the beginning is called pratignya. And giving the reasons, explaining is what? The hetu. After explanation, again restating what has been said initially as a fact is concluding it what? Presenting it as a firm conclusion is called Nigamanam. Okay? The whole text we take, apart from the first verse, is a benedictory verse, Mangalacharana Shloka. Thereafter, second to the seventh, so you should be taken as what? Pratignya. The portion presenting the pratignya of the Shastra. Then 8th to the 17th, Hetu. The reason is given. Then 20th to 19th, 18th and 19th, Jagan Mithyatva. Then 20th to the 27th, Nigamana Vakyam. Understand? What 28th verse? What 28th verse? 28th verse is Grantha Prashamsa. Granthasya Prashamsa. Grantha Prashamsa means the book itself is glorified. Why the book should be glorified? Only the book is glorified like that. Oh, such a glorified book, I must read. Interest will come. The glorification of the text, isn't it? Grantha Prashamsa, Grantha Mahima. What? Don't take this Lakshmidhara Kavi's book for an ordinary book. It's a sukti. Lakshmidhara Kavi is sukti. What is the sukti here? It's a garland of verses. And this Advaita Makarandaha, the book which is said to be the nectar of non-duality, is actually a garland made of, beautifully made of water, the lotus's autumnal season. It means it has a lot of honey in the form of wisdom. Vision of non-duality of the reality. The vision of the non-dual reality is there in the form of nectar. And then who can have the vision there? Who can enjoy that vision in the form of nectar? Only mature individuals who are adequately qualified to be able to understand, assimilate and dwell upon teaching. They are the Vidvat Bringaha. Got it now? Just it's a metaphor, that's all. Text is likened to the garland of lotuses of autumn season. The nectar, the wisdom contained in this nectar, the garland of lotus of autumn season, the verses of autumn and lotuses, the nectar is one of fragrance, other than I can say the honey, is what no likened to the wisdom, the vision of the non-dual reality. Only the eligible, qualified people aspiring for jnanam can enjoy the nectar of non-duality. They like unto the bringaha. Understand? Sukti Sharadam Bhavaja. Okay. You may have a lot of questions, even if you don't have now. The questions may come later on also. You feel free to text me always. Okay? I always discuss. Even after this, it's not a thing. It must be always now. We must be dwelling upon it continuously. He says, actually the teacher says what? It must be repeatedly. Nipiyatam. Vidvad bringaihi nipiyatam. May this nectar of non-duality be drunk repeatedly again and again by mature, qualified individuals. Understand? So we should not stop drinking. You only tasted it here. You're not a drunk eater. But just taste like babies, you know. The newborn baby put little honey at the tip of the, you know. There's auspicious time with the newborn baby in the hospital, you know, India. The baby is born and there's some elderly and mature people like Amma, they'll invite. And then they'll tell, first somebody should pray and put a tiny drop of honey. Even the doctors say, no, we will not listen. We pray. They have their own reasons, but we put honey, okay? We pray and little honey, an auspicious time, they put first honey. Okay? The baby, no? Tiny newborn, doesn't know anything in the Jagat, but the baby will put his tongue little, immediately the baby will know the sweetness. Like that's what we are at, okay? No, what we have done in this class, we are like, you know, like newborn babies, we have tasted a bit. Taste sweetness of the Advaita Makaranda, isn't it? And now what should you do? You should go and drink it. I want more. And the baby will ask for now. The baby will ask for more, isn't it? Like that, we should ask for more of honey. And we must drink again and again and again. Vidvat bringaihi asmabihi Advaita Makarandaha ayam nipiyatam. It will be drunk ways. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.